I'll tell you what, this man could do that because he was a very talented footballer back in his days. Now the coach of the Fremantle Dockers, and he joins us right now. Justin Longmuir, welcome to you.
G'day, guys. How are we?
How are you going into this game? I mean, two great efforts in recent weeks, but no victory. So what's the message to the players taking on Port Adelaide, who are top of the table coming to this round?
Oh, there's a few messages, I suppose. It's more this week. He's just trying to build on last week. You know, it was a good effort. It wasn't great. I thought if we had played our brand a little bit longer, we should have won last week. So I was actually quite disappointed. But there's a good platform for us to build off, and that's been our goal this week, to just make sure we can see if we can play our sort of footy for longer periods of time.
Hey, J-Lo, Jesse Hogan comes back into the team. He'll make a massive difference. What are your expectations from him, having not played footy in 365 days?
Yeah, my expectations is he'll be a little bit rusty. And I've said that to him. I don't expect him to kick six goals. I don't expect him to do everything right. He's going to make mistakes. He's been out of the game for a long time now. So all I just want him to be in the moment. Just his next task is his most important task. And compete really hard. And if he does those two things, he'll still have an impact on the game, and he'll do his role, and he'll be a contributor. And that's all we need for him today.
Justin Tanya Armstrong, how is he? We've seen some pictures of him in the warm-up. He's got a nasty fat lip from that incident with the weight. Is he feeling okay?
He is. He's feeling well. He's if anything, he's just probably a little bit embarrassed. It was a pretty innocuous incident. A barbell fell on him, and he's got a few stitches in his lip, and that's a bit fat at the moment, and knocked a few teeth around, but other than that, he's feeling great.
JL Embers, on one hand, you'd be really proud of the way that the side has played in the first two games, how competitive you've been, but on the other, just frustrated that you haven't been able to convert those two good games into wins. What do you need to do tonight to be able to get the job done?
Well, we need to defend really well. First and foremost, that's probably second to hunting and pressure. I mean, if you've watched footy over the weekend, the team that starts well is the team that hunt the man when they've won it, and hunt the ball when it's in dispute. So we need to really challenge Port Adelaide in that area. But we need to defend better for longer periods of time. Last week we just coughed up a couple of goals in a row when we pulled our way back into the game. And we want to be a team that, you know, once we've got momentum, we're able to put the foot down. We've got things with our ball movement that'll take a fair bit of time, I think, to work out and get our system in place. But we can always control our effort around the footy and always control our defence. So we need to get those two things right.
Justin, not many players have been the NAB Rising Star for 12 weeks. Sam Sturt, how did you rate his first game?
He's fantastic. He put some good pressure on. He played his role and then got rewarded as the game went on, and made the most of his opportunities. It was really unfortunate that he didn't come up last week. He's a really important inclusion into our forward line. Not only because he's got some really strong forward craft, but he's actually lightning quick, and we probably lack a little bit of speed at times at ground level, so he'll be really important tonight.
As a coach, there's always one player who surprises you. Who's that player in the Fremantle Dockers for you?
There's been a few, I guess. Not really surprised.
It was a dud question.
Put me on the spot. I think I've been really impressed with the way Luke Ryan has gone about his footy. He's just an ultra competitor, and he reminds me of that old fashioned country footballer. He probably doesn't have the best rig at all times, but he's just so competitive. When the ball is in his area, he never gives up, and he's just got those really good skills that we need down back. So he's one that I've been really impressed with.
Terrific.
Hey, J-Lo, how's life been in the hub? We heard Adam Simpson on Friday say that they're ready to come home. What are your thoughts right now in terms of the next couple of weeks and then coming home?
I've sort of left that to the hierarchy, I suppose, and the CEO and footy manager and the president to do that stuff behind the scenes. And my job really is to make sure our players are investing in everything we do day to day and really connecting with each other. I've actually found it really good. We all miss our families, but to be able to walk downstairs and get bacon and eggs cooked for you every morning, get your bed mates for you, get your washing done for you, it's been pretty good so far. So I'm not complaining too much.
Are you expecting to come home after these two games?
That's probably the frustration. I think that's where Sino sort of boiled over during the week. It's just we need some clarity for those at home, our loved ones at home, and we need some clarity for us as well. So we're unsure, to be honest, Embers. My gut feel is that we'll be here for another week or another 2 weeks after the allotted time. So, yeah, I suppose to get some clarity would be a good thing.
Good on you, mate. Thank you very much for joining us. Great to have a chat pre-game with the coach of the Fremantle Dockers.
Thanks, guys.